Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast. You have Emily and Sarah again, as usual. And today we are excited to welcome a special guest. We have with us Mr. Tyler Humphrey. Tyler, why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe just some background about who you are.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be on here today with you ladies. A little bit about myself. My name's Tyler Humphrey, as you said, located in, just outside of Lima, Ohio. In the northwest part of Ohio. My fiance Lynette and I live here in Lima. We've got four children. Three of them are out of the house. The twin boys are serving in the military, Army and Navy. And then we just got little Ava left at home, and she's not so little anymore. And we spend our time going to cow sales, and some people camp, some people fish. We show pigs all over the country. So that's what we spend our summer months doing, is traveling, showing pigs. For my professional life, which kind of ties into this, my day job, I work for Show Circuit Online Sales and have since 2017 full-time and a little bit before that part-time. That's what I do every day. I help coordinate all of our northern sale reps. It's a full-time job, as you can imagine, if you see the volume of sales we do across there and working with, I don't know, six or seven of the northern sale reps now. There's not a downtime anymore. It used to be seasonal with selling, and now we sell all year long, all day, every day. So it's been really, really good. And it ties in hand with what I do on the side, my personal business, Humphrey Agri Marketing Solutions. We do a lot of consulting for production sales. We were just at Weingartner's and Jones's a couple of weeks ago, and then we'll go to Griswold's and just, do a few of the premier ones. I don't run all over the country and do all of them, but I try to just help out guys that I've developed relationships with over the years. And that ties into what I do and what we might talk about a little bit today is one of the main components of my business is selling frozen genetics, embryos, flush opportunities, pregnancies, and ties in with by way of that, we sell a lot of Transova products, if you will, because, that's where my customers get them made. So I do several live auctions across the country. Just added a new one this year that we'll talk about. We do the Angus Elite, which will be December the 8th in Las Vegas. We will do year four coming up in Oklahoma City of the Maine Exchange, which is predominantly Maine and Maine Angus and Maintainer Influence Genetics. And then kind of the marquee event that we've been doing, I think this year will be the 14th year, the Donors on Ice at the Iowa Beef Expo in February. That's me. That's what I do to keep busy.
Not a lot. Not a lot at all.
Well, I look at some of these other guys that do 20 and 30 sales a year, and I just don't know how they do it, because it does keep you busy for sure.
Yeah. I did see on Facebook that Ava asked for Santa for a show heifer. Is that going to happen for her this year, Tyler?
Not only did she ask Santa, I want to set a little context. We were in downtown Chicago at the Palmer House Hotel, which if anyone's ever been there or not been there, it is a historic, beautiful hotel, and they decorate for Christmas to the nines. And when we wandered in on Friday night, Santa just happened to be in the lobby. And if you're in a place like that, Christmas time in Chicago, I mean, it's got to be the real Santa. And she went up to him and asked for a heifer calf. And I was not close enough to hear it. But when I saw the reaction on everyone's faces, and as you can only imagine, the city Santa didn't really know what to make of that. But so I don't know if I'm on the hook for that yet or not.
But I'd like to see you put that in a stocking or put that under the tree, because I'm pretty sure now you have to get her the heifer. So yeah. It's pretty much a requirement at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been some family discussions about it. We'll find out.
I love hearing stories about her. She cracks me up.
Well, it's all fun and games till you're the one responsible for it. But yeah, it's all good. She's a good kid.
So Tyler, you kind of hit on this a little bit of what you do day to day now, but tell us a little bit about how you got to be where you are today. What has led up to this point?
it's a little different story. And I always appreciate hearing stories like mine because I didn't really, I grew up in town. Family had ties to a farm. Grandpa had a farm, showed pigs a few years in 4-H. I make my living selling cattle, never showed one calf in my life, but got hooked in with Jones Show Cattle in Herod, Ohio when I was young. Worked there through high school, worked there through college. After my stint with the American Key Association, when I was their director of marketing, I went back to Jones's to be their marketing guy, office guy. I worked there for several years, and then it was just the right fit to go to Show Circuit. I still do a lot of work for them, but I really would credit the Jones family here locally and the Weingartner family. We're all right here in about a 4-mile radius. They really helped feed my addiction to cattle. But even going into college, I thought I wanted to be a banker. Went, got a business degree from Bluffton University, went to college there and thought I'm going to be a banker. And then I kind of, as I worked for Jones's through college, that was right when they started their high standards female sale, I think 18 years ago. And I got to see how the sale management went on and how all that went. And I'm like, you know, that's really what I want to do. Because marketing's marketing, right? It doesn't have to be ag marketing. You know, I fully believe I could go to a company that you know sold tires and I could work in their marketing department. It's all tied together. So that was where I kind of learned it. So I would kind of credit them for that. And I forget who even told me, but they said I was getting started and I was having trouble getting anybody to let me when I was young. This is 18, 20 years ago. Anybody to let me help with their sale. And someone said, you know what? If you can't get hired, start your own. And 14 years ago, I started Donors on Ice. And it went from about $140,000 sale the first year with 39 lots to last year, it was close to $1.1 million with, I don't know, well over 100 lots. So it's been a transition learned by lots and lots of mistakes. And still don't have it all figured out probably, but we're here and we're doing it. So.
Well, I can certainly say, Tyler, you've done well for yourself. And I think your name and your sales are definitely respected in the industry. And you're a busy guy, but you do your things well. So I commend you for that. One thing we kind of wanted to pick your brain on, you mentioned the rise of online sales. There are obviously a lot of them. And they're, like you said, it's not seasonal anymore. There's sales every single day, it seems like, and not just one or two, but lots of them. How do you think the rise in embryo production has had an effect on some of these sales, whether it's the SC online sales or maybe the sales that you host, you know, the Donors on Ice that you mentioned? How do you think that that's had an impact on those sales?
Well, the embryo game and what I have seen happen is not everybody that has it, because now whether you raise 5 head or 500 head, everyone has an outlet to market those cattle through an online sale. Whereas if you didn't have 50 head, you weren't going to have a production sale most likely. So what the embryo transfer has done is it's leveled the field. I see a lot of guys that can't afford that $50,000 or $100,000 Angus donor cow, but they'll give $2,000 an embryo to buy some of those eggs, put in their herd, and see if they can hit that home run. You know, it has leveled the field there. It has impacted my business with the live sales because obviously guys are trying to buy those proven genetics that they have a lot better shot knowing that, hey, there's been 5 full sibs average 20,000 versus, hey, we're just going to breed our cow that's pretty good, you know, and see what happens. They're trying to up their chances of hitting that home run. But it's not only worked in our live sales, but it has tremendously changed the online game too, because those folks that are just raising 10 or 20 cows, they're like, these embryos, and I've got a way better chance at hitting that home run. And then it's also built our business because not only are those folks putting them in, but they've got cows that they've won shows with or have done really well. They're flushing in turn. I can't tell you offhand how many dollars we do of just frozen genetic sales on Show Circuit, but it would be enough to blow your mind. I mean, I've got some of my biggest customers, you know, if they do X dollars a year, half of it is from their frozen genetics. I mean, I've got customers like Jason Minner that, you know, in peak season times, we'll do a sale a week. And then even in the summertime, we'll still do maybe one or two a month. And people are buying them. I mean, it used to be when we started, we said, okay, December, January, and February are the peak times to sell those embryos because people can buy them and put them in pretty quickly. They don't have to sit on them. I kid you not, the amount of high dollar embryos and also in volume we sell in September when we kick off our fall sales is unbelievable. I used to think, why are we even putting these on there? And we're selling them. I mean, so they are literally trying to buy these things all year long, especially if it's on those, you know, highly sought after donors that don't get offered a lot. They'll buy them and sit on them. So it's really transformed from a springtime thing, in my opinion, all year long. And they keep that inventory and they turn it over and helps them cash flow their operation and get their cattle out there. A lot of guys do it also, not only for the money, but to get their genetics out there. They know, hey, I'm only having 20 calves a year, but if I can get this donor cow and her calves out there, it's going to help promote my program. So it all works together, and that's where it all comes from, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at some of the sales that they have in Denver or Oklahoma City. I mean, there's a lot of frozen product on those. And I mean, people wait all year just for those sales because there's some pretty rare stuff on those as well. So,
like the industry in and of itself.
I guess looking back, Tyler, 10, 15 years ago, would you have ever imagined that you'd be selling that much frozen product year round?
I hoped and dreamed, but I never thought I would get there. The first year, I'll just give you a little background. The first year we did Donors on Ice, I actually lost money. 14 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know the appropriate way to charge. I just knew what good stuff was and we needed to try and get it. And, here's a really cool story. So we all remember Nick Ryman, and any of the young kids out there that don't remember Nick Ryman should probably look that name up and you know, get a lesson. But Nick was my confidant when I started that sale 14 years ago, and he was my sounding board. And I'll never forget, there was a bull named Copper Penny after the bar at Oklahoma State Stillwater. There was a bull named Copper Penny. He was a big deal. He never really went on to be anything, but when they were promoting him, he was a big deal. And Nick said, I'm going to bring you my best. I'm going to bring you full sub embryos to Copper Penny. And I think 14 years ago, they brought $1,000, $1,500 an egg, which was astronomical at the time. And that sale went so bad that Nick says, hey, I'll tell you what, don't pay me for them embryos. When you have that sale next year, you pay me back then. At that point, I knew I had to have the sale the next year because I had to pay him back and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. So really, if it wasn't for Nick, I don't know, because I mean, I'm just sitting there. I mean, this is the ugly part of the business. It doesn't always go well. And I was just a beat up young man. And so if it wasn't for Nick Ryman, there probably wouldn't have been a year two and three of my sale. So and not a lot of people know that story, but I credit a lot of that to him. So that was how it started. And then every year it just kind of progressively got better. And it used to be in November during the North American. I guess I need to back up a little bit. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, we made a decision because I wasn't getting over the hump. We weren't getting where we needed to be. And we moved it to February to the Iowa Beef Expo. And I don't know if just time, location or what, but it changed. It went from a 6 to a 7 to $1 million sale. And I'll never forget. I mean, it's pretty humbling when they come to me and they're, because when you're having your sale, you know, it's going well, but you don't know the dollars. And with CCI now these days, they can tell you right away. They handed me the sheet that had the figures on it. And I was like, this isn't right. And they're like, no, that's right. And I was like, holy buckets. So yeah, it's been an interesting emotional ride for sure.
That's a really neat story about Nick. Tyler, I guess I hadn't heard that before. And Nick was just that kind of person who pushed people to do better, be better. And obviously that was the push you needed to keep going, which is what makes that story so neat. And obviously we wouldn't be where we were today, or even largely the cattle industry, without those kind of people that push you in the right direction. So thank you for sharing that. Tyler, you've got some big events coming up. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about maybe some of these bigger sales that you have coming, or in particular the one that's next week already?
Yeah. So I was talking to a couple friends and some of my sounding boards, and they're, you know, the NFR in Vegas starts this weekend and it runs through a whole week. And there's a couple sales out there. There's some production oriented Angus sales. There's a Lemmy sale, all really, really good stuff those guys do. And I just said, you know, I'd really like to do a destination deal. And I think it was Christy Collins who I was bouncing ideas off of. She goes, you know, the Angus show heifer thing is so good. and nobody really promotes it anymore like they did a while back. And so I thought on it, I stewed on it, and this started 8-9 months ago. And we said, you know what we're going to do? I said, let's do it one better. This Red Angus deal is getting really, really hot. Let's tie it together and let's do them one better. Let's not call it black and red. Let's just call it Angus. Black Angus, Red Angus, it is Angus. And so we put it together with some of the best names in the breed, not all of them, but a lot of them. And we put a really nice offering together of very current Angus and Red Angus matings that we'll talk about some of them in a little bit, but it's called the Angus Elite. I guess I need to back up. I get ahead of myself a little bit. It's called the Angus Elite. It is going to be December the 8th at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. And it's about, you know, 37 cataloged lots, and some of them have A's and B's. So, you know, take that into account. But it is literally a sale we're going to have there. Whoever can make it, great. We realize the crowd won't be huge for this one, but it will be broadcast live on CCI.live. And we encourage folks to go there, check out the catalog. The link is there on CCI. You can also find the link on Show Circuit Online Sales. You can click on the homepage. There's a banner ad, or there's an actual view only listed there, or it's circulating Facebook, the Pulse, you know, any of the usual ways you find that. We invite you to look that over and don't necessarily call me. You can, but call the consigners. They know their cattle, their embryos better than anybody, what these things have done, and they would love to visit with you. And when it comes time for sale day on Thursday afternoon, you know, it's important to realize that sale will be 3:30 Pacific time in the afternoon, but back here in Ohio, Indiana, where we're sitting, that's 6:30 o'clock at night. So pay attention to that, but give them a call, check with them. There's some really, really good stuff in there. And I mean, stuff we never even dreamed we'd get, and they brought it in volume.
I would say, I just going to interject before we move on to the next question, is that I ran into Tyler at Louisville, and he handed me one of those catalogs. And I've got to say, not only is it an awesome catalog, like it's so well done. The lots are well done. It's overall very impressive. So kudos to you, Tyler, on putting all of that together.
Well, I appreciate it. I've got a team of people that help me, and it wouldn't be possible without them. Don't need to name them, but they know who they are and they're appreciated. So.
Yeah, the catalog is fancy and the cattle in it are even fancier. So which lots, I mean, can you pick some that you're of your favorites out of these, or a couple that you're excited about selling next week?
Well, you know, I hate to do that because we don't have, it gets a little dull when you literally go through the catalog and hit on all of them. But what I will do is I will tell you about the three live lots that we're selling real quick. And then I will tell you about a few of the embryo lots quickly that maybe have had some success since press time that didn't get in, the info didn't get in the catalog. So the first lot we're offering is a Red Angus donor female, 50% interest from Niobrara Red Angus in Nebraska. And I would encourage you to look her up. But one of the most interesting statistics about her is she's literally had 19 consecutive sons they have sold in their bull sales that have averaged over $31,000. So she's as hot as there is right now in this Red Angus deal. She's made some really, really good females, but the guys that are looking to make them bulls, you know, she's got a $130,000 son named Township to her credit, and another one named Blindside that brought $97,000. She's one that'll do it and do it consistently. Flush is awesome. Give Garrett Knievel or Jacob Mathke at NIO a call on her. They'd love to visit with you. We think that's an amazing opportunity that's ready to hit the ground. So we start off with the Red Angus female there. The B lot is very interesting. So we're offering 50% interest, option to double, and an Angus female from Jake and Blake Bloomberg and their partner, Porter Cattle. This female was an $80,000 sale feature purchased out of Weingarten's sale a couple of years ago. By the Sullivan family. Sarah campaigned that heifer to reserve Dane champion at Angus Junior Nationals. As we all know, one of the most prestigious shows that there is out there. After her show career, Jake and Blake secured that female to come back for their program. Fun fact about her, this is a young female before the prime of her life. She's only been IVF'd one time, made 10 embryos. Out of those 10 embryos, we actually sold three of those, the only time they've ever been sold last year in donors' eyes, 3,300 in embryo. So, you know, almost $10,000 on one package of embryos. She's only had one natural calf so far. It was just out of the cleanup bull, little Angus bull calf. So her days are ahead of her, and whoever buys her or half of her has got big time opportunity ahead. So she's one we're looking forward to. Once again, call myself or the consigners if you have any questions there. The Lot C, the only herd sire prospect that we are offering, and it is a big time one from the Seldom Rest program in Michigan and their partner, Catherine Coleman from out west. So this bull that they're calling Sierra Summit is out of the 6013 donor that was campaigned by Catherine Coleman, that, you know, wins Louisville in 2017, wins the Atlantic National, does really, really well at Junior Nationals. Just starting to get some of those heifer counterparts through the Seldom Rest program. And I promise you, this bull is one that, you know, he's probably not going to ring the bell at 100,000. He's going to be an affordable bull, but the upside to market semen on this guy and talking to Andrew, it's just unprecedented. This guy, he's a 24 karat son, which right now is as hot as anything. So for those three live lots, I really feel like there's earning potential and ready to go out of the gate. That I do want to note that picture of him was taken over a month ago. He has really chubbed up, gotten a lot burlier. And we do have a cell phone video available if anybody wants to reach out and inquire about that. So that's kind of the live lots right there. Then if you want to talk about, I can talk about a few of the embryo lots too. For instance, I mean, it just across the board, as far as Angus stuff goes, the lot fours, Nowatzki sells a cow in a sale a month ago, 150,000 for half interest. We've got the first embryos to be offered out of her. Maternal Sibs, the one that brings 205,000, 145,000. I mean, on the black side, that it would be pretty interesting, in my opinion. You know, Kate's is Sunrise Sunset Farms and Lookout Ridge. They're selling full sib embryos to the free heifer that's literally won everything across the country and was show heifer of the year. That's pretty awesome. One of the things that I think is really cool to come together is on the red side, Kyle Walter from Oklahoma has a heifer he had sold to the Pembroke family of Oklahoma. She'd won everything across the country last year and this fall, and then she was just champion in Louisville for North America. So that was really, really awesome. When you talk about Jake Cunningham's lots, several of the matings that he is offering in this sale would have full sibs to the embryos or pregnancies being offered or maternal that were either division champion or reserve champions in Louisville just, you know, 2 weeks ago. So really, a lot of this stuff, and it's so overwhelming, you really just have to dig into the catalog and look it over. There's no slouch in here, and we're awfully proud of that. These guys have definitely brought their best, and we can't thank them enough for that. So,
yeah, Tyler, listening to you describe these lots and what's available in that sale, if people weren't intrigued before you started talking about the lots that you just mentioned, they should be now. It's definitely something to be paying attention to, and I've even jotted a few notes down. Not that my husband will be pleased with that, but
yeah. Well, you really start to assemble when everything's that good, and that's why I don't even talk about it, because you get to rambling, because you can literally do an ABC XYZ on every single lot.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sarah, now's the time to convince Pat to get you a Red Angus. We almost had him talked into it in September, but now this might be the tipping point.
I know. He showed me one the other day, too, and I was like, oh, did I get through to him? I think I might have made some progress. Well, Tyler, we've talked a lot today about sales, embryo sales, SC online sales, and kind of a lot about you and how you've built up to where you are now. Is there anything that you wanted to add that we haven't asked you? Anything else you wanted to cover today while we're sitting down with you?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I do want to mention, you know, we talked a lot about the Vegas sale coming up. I believe it's January 7th in Oklahoma City. It will be the fourth annual main exchange. So I just want to let everyone know that catalog will come out sometime around Christmas time. And then, of course, the 14th annual Donors on Ice at the Iowa Beef Expo, I believe is February 17th, if my memory's, I guess I should have that wrote down, but that Friday night of Beef Expo. So those two events, be looking for those catalogs to come out. They'll be bigger and better than ever. The other thing that I really, really want to touch on and thank is our sponsors for these events. You guys obviously have helped us out greatly over the last couple of years, and it's been a partnership that we just couldn't do without. But there's a few other folks also, Clear Lane Semen Sales, Wilkerson Farms, which they were a no-brainer when it comes to adding a new sponsor because they love to put in embryos for folks. And one of the questions I get the most after these sales, hey, I bought the eggs. Where can I put them in at? And we like to point them to people to help us out. Austin Wolf, Donor Solutions in Indiana, has been a great partner for the last 14 years because even before he owned it, the guy that owned it before, drawing a blank on his name.
Dr. Hannon.
Yes, they were a sponsor from year one. And then, of course, Show Circuit Online Sales helps with a lot of our online marketing needs. When you do these live events, expense gets a little high, and it really helps when these partners step up because it allows us to keep sale commission reasonable for our sellers, and we like to promote them. So we cannot thank them enough, and you can always find information about any of those sponsors in our sale catalogs as well as on the Humphrey Agri Marketing Facebook page anytime. So.
Well, we will link this Angus Elite catalog to the show notes of this podcast. That way, if anybody's listening, they'll have direct access to that and hopefully get you some more interest before next week. But thanks again, Tyler. This has been really awesome getting to talk to you about all this stuff. And thank you for including Transova in your efforts to promote frozen genetics throughout the U.S. We really appreciate it.
Well, without Transova and people like them, we wouldn't have a business. So we appreciate what you guys do as well.
There's only one requirement that I'm going to ask of you before we hang up, and that's that you have to have a drink for me when you're in Vegas.
Same, same.
I will probably maybe even possibly get overserved more than one time. we would probably do that for sure. It'll be interesting. We're going to see what happens. But I think there's been good interest so far, so I'm optimistic.
Well, that's great. And we wish you the best, and we'll be paying attention to the ones that can't, for the ones that can't make it to Vegas next week, which makes me sad, but yep. we will be there in spirit.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Tyler. Like I said, we'll link some show notes and your contact info for anybody that's listening and wants to get a hold of you. And thank you again. And we will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.